Thank you for joining us at the Roundtable.
Brought to you by Community Education Arts, a nonprofit organization based in Noblesville, Indiana.
I'm Alice Cavanaugh Scober, President of CE Arts.
And I'm Sarah E. Morin, Secretary of CE Arts. Let's sit down
at the Roundtable. Welcome back as we continue our discussion of potential passages from Sula by Toni Morrison. Oh man, I swear this was a hard book to find find passages. Okay, so here's the next passage from Sula. While in this state of weary anticipation, she noticed that she was not breathing, that her heart had stopped completely. A crease of fear touched her breast. For any second, there was sure to be a violent explosion in her brain, a gasping for breath. Then she realized, or rather she sensed, that there was not going to be any pain. She was not breathing because she didn't have to. Her body did not need oxygen. She was dead. Sula felt her face smiling. Well, I'll be damned, she thought. It didn't even hurt. Wait till I tell Nell. I just love that. It's going to make me cry.
That's a great one. Yeah.
I don't know why that just gets me so emotional, but there's just something about that that I just, I mean, this is a description of dying that I've never seen before. It is unique to this book and this author, and it's amazing. What do you think?
Yeah, it's very mysterious because you're like, well, can she really be dead? Because she's still narrating.
I know. It's like, oh my God. There's that whole element of life after death as well, you know?
Right. And I also love, I think it's such a beautiful summary of their relationship that even though they are distanced from each other, you know, the state of their friendship is like, yeah, they're not really friends, but they still sort of are.
Yeah.
The fact that she instantly is like, yeah, I got to tell Nell this.
Yeah. I mean, it's so the naturally. Ultimate. It's, yes, it is the ultimate female, you know, soulmate relationship. Right. And I think, you know, at this point in the book, which I think this is very, very towards the end, it's, I don't think they're even on speaking terms or, you know, I don't remember exactly, but I mean, you're right. It crosses the bridge of everything. You know, it doesn't matter what's happened in the past, you know, in this moment, that's her thought. Wait till I tell Nell, you know.
Mm-hmm. What that's a good one too.
Yeah. I know, it's so hard.
Do you think this one will be in the top tier or just slightly under?
I think it's gonna be in the top tier, and I'll be honest, you know, anything that has to do with death and dying, I'm always like, oh, that's really good, you know? So I don't know why. I think, you know, humans have always had a need to understand and try to analyze death and what happens after and all that, and as someone with, you know, chronic health problems that has stared death in the face many times, as one of my doctors once told me, and I was like, oh, don't be so dramatic, I was barely conscious when that happened, you know. This kind of stuff, just I love it, you know. I'm just very, very into it. So it's just, oh gosh, it's gonna be so hard to choose. All right, okay, what's next? Okay, do you want me to keep reading these? Do you want to read? Okay, all right, so here's another one from Sula. But it was there anyway, as it had always been, the old feeling and the old question, the good feeling she had had when Chicken's hands slipped. She hadn't wondered about that in years. Why didn't I feel bad when it happened? How come it felt so good to see him fall? All those years she had been secretly proud of her calm, controlled behavior when Sula was uncontrollable. Her compassion for Sula's frightened and shamed eyes. Now it seemed that what she had thought was maturity, serenity, and compassion was only the tranquility that follows a joyful stimulation. Just as the water closed peacefully over the turbulence of Chicken Little's body, so had contentment washed over her enjoyment.
So uncomfortable.
Oh, so uncomfortable. This is an aspect of human nature that doesn't get discussed. And how, as always with Toni Morrison, only Toni Morrison could write about this really awful part of human behavior mm-hmm. and instinct, you know, kind of getting joy and satisfaction out of someone else's pain, death, whatever. You know, she wrote it so it's written so beautifully. You're fooled for a minute. And then you're like, wait a minute, she's talking about feeling good watching Chicken Little die, mm-hmm. you know, watching this person drown. And it's like, oh, well, that's not nice, you know, no pun intended, nice. But, you know, it's so beautifully written and it's so truthful for human nature. I mean, it's the rubbernecking we do when we drive past a car crash. There before the grace of God go I, right? But there's a little more to it with this. She is talking about a joyful stimulation, mm-hmm. a contentment washed over her enjoyment. So not only is she enjoying the fact that she's watching this character die, but there's a contentment with the enjoyment. I mean, this mm-hmm. is layered, layered, layered. I mean, I wonder what a, you know, professional trained psychologist would make of this. You know, I mean, this is powerful stuff.
What I really like about this one is one of the main reasons that I like the book is that you don't have, of these two women, you don't have one that's clearly the good and one that's clearly the bad.
Absolutely.
And I think that this here is where she kind of realizes it herself.
Yeah.
So, I think this one represents part of that relationship dynamic well.
Yeah, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to rank it. I don't know. I'll leave that up to you, I guess, because you're doing highlighting in our Google Doc. Oh, I know.
I'd put it, go ahead.
I was just going to say there's something about that, but it was there anyway, as it had always been, the old feeling and the old question. There's a timelessness and a mm-hmm. universality, mm-hmm. of, again, of the human condition, this expression of something that doesn't get talked about. It's expressed with such beautiful language, and yet it would offer us and our audience, our creatives out there, an awful lot to work with, but I think this passage would be really inspirational for creatives, but also I think they would be challenged to work hard at their you have to dig into this passage. You have to mm-hmm. really ruminate on it and then find what is going to be expressed outward in your creativity. Whereas mm-hmm. some of the other passages that we love have very obvious, beautiful, flowery phrases or lyric imagery or something, mm-hmm. you know, rain. There's something to grasp that's like very visual and very tangible. Immediate. This mm-hmm. is a little tougher of an assignment, if you will. Mm-hmm. But it's one of the reasons I love about, you know, it's so hard. I don't know.
I love this one. For me, I'd put it second tier only because I know the next one that's coming and I love it so much.
Okay. Go ahead, because this is our first round through. You know, we're going to come back and re-debate these passages before we kind of get to the one we absolutely choose. And in the past, there's been times where it's been a lower ranking passage that we mm-hmm. actually ended up choosing for the standalone final passage because the discussion brought us there. So this is the most fun, most challenging part of our project, picking our passages. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Here we go. Next from Sula. Suddenly Nell stopped. Her eye twitched and burned a little. Sula, she whispered, gazing at the tops of trees. Sula? Leaves stirred, mud shifted. There was the smell of overripe green things. A soft ball of fur broke and scattered like dandelion spores in the breeze. All that time, I thought I was missing Jude. And the loss pressed down on her chest and came up into her throat. We was girls together, she said, as though explaining something. Oh, Lord, Sula, she cried. Girl, 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 girl. It was a fine cry, loud and long, but it had no bottom and it had no top, just circles and circles of sorrow. Oh, God, that is so powerful. It's so beautifully written. Oh my
gosh. I love so much about this one. I even like the way, and this is hard to convey over podcast, but the way that girl, and then girl, there's no space.
I tried to read it that way, but it is hard. And obviously it's a visually easier to see what's in quotes, what's actually being whispered, what's actually being spoken. So yeah, we was girls together. Oh Lord, Sula, she cried. Girl. I mean, you know, you could just weep. It had no bottom. It had no top. Just circles and circles of sorrow. Oh my God. Toni Morrison, you're killing me. You're killing me, Smalls. You know? I mean, this has got to be up pretty high for me because there's so much visual to it. And yet there's also so much beyond the visual. You know, you had that specificity, leaves stirred, mud shifted, the smell of overripe green things, a soft ball of fur broken and scattered like dandelion spores in the breeze. I mean, there's so much, you know, and yet it's about loss and it's about realization of what truly mattered, you know, matters to her. And it's her friend, it's Sula. So again, that unique female relationship that we haven't really had in the past, or a book, we've never chosen a book that had this powerful of a female relationship in it.
Right.
I really feel like this has, it's going to be tough. All right. Oh my gosh.
Right. Right. Yeah. This is in my top three.
Yeah. Good. Me too. Me too. We're getting
circles
there.
And circles of sorrow. Like I'm already thinking of things I can create.
I know. It's just amazing. Oh, Toni Morrison, how you inspire us. Join us next time as we continue our discussion of potential passages from Sula by Toni Morrison.
This has been At the Roundtable with Alice
and Sarah E.
of Community Education Arts.
Our nonprofit organization is based in Noblesville, Indiana. You can find us online at cearts.org. We'd like to thank James Weston for writing our intro music and for his technical savvy.
Join us next time
at the Roundtable.